The founders of America said that our rights come from the Creator. Now, of course, the founding of America was rooted in a Judeo-Christian culture. And, of course, critics would note that the Judeo-Christian understanding of who God is differs on many points from an Islamic understanding of the Almighty. This issue has bearing on the topic of our ongoing war with Iran. Dr. Alex McFarland is a Christian youth specialist, the author of more than 20 books. He's also a Christian communicator on Christian radio and television, and he provides a biblical worldview on today's topics. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Points, and we welcome back Alex McFarland. Thank you, Alex, for joining us.
Dr. Newcomb, thank you very much for having me on. I have such great respect for the work you do, so it's always a privilege. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, you say that the real key in this conflict between the United States and America, or really the other countries and Iran, the United States and Iran, of course, is not just the military or the economic pressure, it's understanding the Iranian mindset. So would you walk us through what most Americans are missing in this conflict?
Thank you for giving space to this. It's very important. To the Western mind and even conservative Americans, it may seem unthinkable that persons at the negotiating table are not acting in good faith or not seeking to make a win-win resolution. But you have to understand the Islamic mindset is one of subjugation and domination. And, you know, they believe that they can lie for the cause of Allah. The view of ethics, the view of commitment, the view of what something positive looks like, and certainly the view of God and righteousness, all of these things are vastly different. And it sounds harsh, it sounds cruel, but history bears this out, that with Muslims, it is either dominate or be dominated.
All right, let me ask you a question. For years, the America, you know, we were the lone superpower against the USSR, okay, the communists, and there was the old MAD strategy or whatever, mutually assured destruction. We're not going to blow you up because you're not going to blow us up, so let's agree to disagree, but we're not going to blow each other up. Where does Iran fit in that mindset?
If they had nuclear capabilities, they would absolutely use them against Israel and against America. I mean, the Muslim nations have a 100% track record of breaking treaties and not keeping agreements. I mean, even as we speak in the news, Islamic elected officials and those running for office continue to breathe out threats against Israel. The Islamic nations don't recognize Israel's right to exist. And one of the Iranian leaders...
Is that true for all of them or some of them? I mean, because I understand that some of the nations signed on to the Abraham Accords, if I understand things right.
Yeah, they did, but continually Israel gets attacked. And over the decades since May 14, 1948, over and over, treaties and accords and agreements have been broken. And, you know, in these skirmishes and battles, you know, Israel, so many in the West fault Israel, criticize Israel for being engaged in military conflicts, but it's self-defense. It's self-defense. And there were a number of the Iranians killed early in the war this year with Iran that had said, you know, that they would bomb Israel if they had a nuclear warhead. They would bomb America. They had treaties for the distance, surface to air missiles could go. And we later learned early in the war that some of their missiles could go many times more than the distance agreed to or agreed upon in some of the previous treaties. So, I'll say it, that the jihadist nations can't be trusted. They believe, and what a skewed philosophy, that if they were to kill or, kill themselves in the cause of Allah, they would go straight to heaven. So it's not a worldview like the Judeo-Christian West. It's not a worldview that, mutually beneficial outcomes and avoiding mutually agreed destruction. No, it's, the Arabic/Islamic world, they can't be trusted to have nuclear capabilities.
But now,
many in the West don't like that, but it's true.
Now, of course, there are differences within Islam itself. So, for example, Iran is a dominant Shiite country. Iraq, in contrast, where we had war way back when, is a dominant Sunni country. In fact, it's my understanding that the Sunnis are the vast majority of Muslims around the world. And yet, the 9/11 terrorists were mostly Sunnis, as I understand it. So there's this conflict, on both sides. But this idea that this, it's almost like a suicidal type mentality, is that found in all of Islam? And by the way, doesn't Pakistan, as a Muslim country, don't they have nukes?
They do, and that's something that I'm glad American and Israeli intelligence work on, to monitor the status and the handling of Pakistan's nuclear capabilities. It really is just the grace of God that the world is as stable as it is right now. The 9/11 reporting, I mean, my goodness, besides war and weaponry, there is what's sometimes called cultural jihad, which America is being subjected to right now as more and more Muslims migrate here, build schools, build mosques, have very, very large families now running for office. People here in America that aren't gravely concerned about the explosive rise of Islam are just, they need to wake up, really. I mean, California right now is looking at recognizing is more and more Islamic holidays. 1 week ago today, the Smithsonian unveiled a new exhibit where they said that the real tragedy of 9/11 is that it unleashed a wave of Islamophobia. And so often the left, they're very dismissive of critiques of Islam that, well, it's Islamophobia. It's not phobia. It's just rational awareness of the history and actions of Islam. Israel is being compared to Nazi Germany for even existing. It's terrible. This is a worldview that has shed more blood. I often say this, Dr. Newcomb, and I firmly believe it. The second worst thing that ever happened to the human race, second only to the fall of Genesis 3, is the birth of Islam. But besides the fact that it has condemned the souls of billions of people, the murderous nature, victory for Allah by murder and suicide, the Islamic philosophy and theology is straight from the heart of Satan. It is. And it's a very sad thing. Now, we need to pray for these people to find Jesus Christ, the true Savior. We need to, tell people the truth and equip people to evangelize Muslims, the three big areas, if you're sharing the gospel with an individual Muslim, the three areas that they're going to need help with, the Trinity, the preservation of the New Testament, and the deity of Christ. Christian Trinitarian theism is not polytheism. The New Testament has not been lost and corrupted, and Jesus is the incarnation of Almighty God. So that's why we do what we do. We've got a live stream on October 3rd. You can learn more at my own website, which is alexmcfarland.com. We have a former Shia and a former Sunni Muslim, now both Christians, now both doing their utmost to alert Americans to the reality of Islam. Kamal Saleem and Mohammed Faridi, two former Muslims. And we will be streaming it live, although it's going to originate from one of the theaters we rent in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the very same place we had Charlie Kirk 2 weeks before he was killed. But, you know, we the church need to pray for the conversion of the Islamic world, but American citizens and certainly educators and elected officials need to understand that Islam and certainly Sharia is incompatible with a constitutional America. And while individuals are free to believe anything they want to believe, in a societal, judicial, political, and cultural level, Islam must not be allowed to change nor ultimately take over the United States of America.
You have any comments about Hassan Piker?
He's a horrible threat to our constitutional republic.
Okay, for those not familiar with him, this is an Islamist influencer. He apparently has about 3 million followers, and he's also a friend of El Said, who is the candidate for senator in Michigan, although I think he's trying, El Said is trying to kind of distance himself from Hassan Piker. But the thing is, Hassan Piker's made some very violent type of statements. Now, we only have a couple minutes left. We began this discussion talking about Iran and America and this whole conflict where basically Trump is just trying to keep Iran from getting a nuclear bomb. And it's not going as smoothly as one would have hoped it would. But your comments.
Yeah, I mean, we really need this thing in Iran to wrap up and wrap up quickly. Sadly, although it was very necessary, and I know early in the war, it was believed, and I think rightly so, that Iran was probably, 2 to 4 weeks away from having a functional nuclear bomb. So this really had to be done. But yet I realize that, if this drags on too much longer, it could very adversely affect the way people vote in the midterms. And I would just encourage people to please, Republicans have to keep both houses of Congress. It would really be tragic for the House to be lost. And please don't vote out of spite and say, well, I don't like Donald Trump and we'll just we'll shift the balance of power. No, we have to stay the course. And it would be just disastrous for America and ultimately the world for snowflake woke globalists to hamstring the final half of President Trump's presidency. So let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let's pray for an end to this war. And let's pray that constitutionalists, conservatives, are in the seats of leadership for our government.
AlexMcFarland.com. Thank you, Alex. All the best.
God bless.